Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, David, let's check in on the world of football. I actually have a treat. You two are just so good to me on a daily basis. I wanted, you know, since Rico had his mulch incident with Doug, I want to show him, on behalf of white people, we can provide joy, too, unlike Doug screwing you out of mulch.
All right.
David, music. And this is going to be Lions-centric because this is Pro Football Focuses. Top 25 players, 25 or under. And the Lions are prominent. So I'll take you through the list, and I think there's a couple talking points. A guy who made it, and I didn't like the contract they gave him, and a guy who didn't make it, and he doesn't have a contract.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay.
Let's start out at 25. I will tell you it's a Lion. Would you like to venture a guess?
25, Lion.
Last guy on the list.
Laporta.
No, but you're close. Laporta's 23. David?
Gibbs.
No, not close.
Branch?
Kirby Joseph.
Oh, no.
And I just want to read this for the people in the back, the bathwater drinkers. Joseph would have been much higher on the top 25, had his All-Pro 24 campaign, which earned him a new huge contract, extended to the previous season. He was the top-graded safety overall and in coverage this past season, but ranked 50th or lower in PFF coverage grade in each year before 2024 of his career.
Interesting.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Number 24, Cooper DeJean. You have that type of rookie year, you make the list. Do it all.
I can see that.
Kid's been a baller since college.
Pick six in the Super Bowl.
Real nice job by MSU punting to that kid and having him beat us on a punt return 2 years ago. Not that I'm bitter. Number 23, Sam Laporta.
Focus.
Okay. Any issue there?
Oh, you weren't far off. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Sam Laporta. And again, historic rookie year. Didn't live up to it last year. If he did, he'd be higher on the list. Any issue, though, Laporta being on the list?
No, I don't. I think his numbers went down because I think J-Mo entered the equation and it took throws away from him. I mean, there's only so many passes he can get with that offense.
Number 22, Tyler Smith, who's becoming just a real problem at guard for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
A-Shane. The explosive back from Miami. Again, huge rookie year, 7.5 yards a carry.
Kind of fell off last year.
And he had the Laporta as a back. He had a down year last year. Number 20, kid who I think is a superstar. Why? Because he went to LSU. Brian Thomas Jr., Jags, wide out.
Gosh, he should be higher on that list.
I agree with you. I think he's got the earmarkings of a top five wide receiver.
Yes.
Yeah, especially on that team. You knew the ball was going to go to him. He had no other help, and he held his own.
And here's why I think this is screwy. The next player on the list at number 19 overall has no business being ahead of Brian Thomas. And I like this player. I want you to think Jim Rat. I want you to think Kenny Cott.
Oh, the tight end from Georgia.
Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey.
Oh.
I cannot have him ahead of Brian Thomas Jr.
Really?
Yeah. I can't have him.
At Brock Bowers, I'd be like, okay, I can see that.
18 is Christian Benford, who had a really nice year for the Buffalo Bills. Corner, very good player. 17, a player near and dear to Rico's heart, could be a Detroit Lion. He screwed up the draft process, to be fair to the team. It's a man you wanted here.
Oh.
He's at a position of need.
Oh, it's, I'm going to say not Jordan Davis, but Jalen Carter.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter debuted in 23, earned top 10 marks at his position, and it led to big expectations for year two.
Did it also say Detroit didn't need him?
Okay. Top five PFF pass rush grade and pressures and top 10 in win rate. He's a dominant defensive tackle. At 16.
Oh, boy.
What?
No, I got crushed for saying that. So
I know.
That was for you, Cookies.
You don't feel bitter at all about that.
That was for you, Cookies.
At 16, this is a player the Lions absolutely coveted, but he got taken right before their pick 2 years ago.
Well, this Gonzalez is the cornerback.
Mm, think Big Ten. Think a pit bull corner. Physical. Nasty.
Oh, the guy from Illinois?
Yes, Devin Witherspoon.
Yeah.
At 15, who cares? Malik Nabers. He'll be gone out of New York in 2 years.
Can't you just be happy?
Nope. 14, Brock Bowers. Despite balding, this is PFF's words, despite male pattern baldness, Bowers entered the NFL considered one of the best. When he took off his helmet, it was the saddest thing in the world. You go, oh, Brock, no.
And everybody can't have the hair like you
He's
have.
He's got to fly to Turkey and get those little magical plugs all the guys get now.
DJ
come on.
Got, okay.
Bottom line, he was a record-setting rookie tight end. He's superb. 13, Darryl Stingley Jr. at 12.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
C.J. Stroud, I thought, was this not a little low compared to where you thought he would be?
I thought it would have been higher, but I think because last year he didn't have a great year, lost all his wide receiver stats, weren't there. He got punished a little bit. I would have had him at least in the top 10.
Number 11 is one of the sneakiest players on the list. Drake London.
Oh, yeah.
Inconsistent quarterback play. But, man, as far as a receiver goes, top five in a lot of PFF metrics, big-bodied, physical. I think Penix being the full-time starter, you're going to see an explosive
year. That's going to help him a lot.
I mean, if you were to put him on, like, let's just say Buffalo, I think that he would have been like a top three or four player.
Number 10, it's a Lion. Any guesses?
Gibbs. I'm going to go Gibbs again.
It is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
And look, Bijan is 9, Gibbs is 10. And there's no slander. The PFF grades, razor thin. They're basically the same guy.
And I think probably because Bijan doesn't have to share the rock.
8 is a lion? Any guesses?
Sewell?
No. Doesn't have a contract. Brian Branch.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent job. Number eight, versatility is his calling card. Number seven, my guy, Will Anderson for the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Number six, shout out you Albany Great Danes football, Jared Verse. Number six on debut. Five, Chiefs, because why not, Trent McDuffie. Four, Jaden Daniels. I would caution this one. You got Stroud at 12. Daniels at four.
He was Stroud 2 years ago.
I'd be very careful with that. Number three, safety.
You know, hold on, but I think Daniels may have gotten it, Mike, because Stroud had a ton of toys. He had a receiver.
I just wouldn't put him at four, though. That I would back him up.
Yeah. Be careful overrating because you're probably going to have to double back next year and have him outside of the top 10. Okay. Three, Kyle Hamilton, safety, Ravens. Yeah. Any issue?
No. I hate him.
Okay.
He's so good.
Number two.
That's got to be Sewell.
No, because he's number one.
Oh.
Number two is a Ram.
Puka Nacua.
There you go. Yeah. Excellent job. And number one is Penei Sewell. He led the list last year after a dominant season. His run blocking is his best asset, a 95.2 run blocking grade, the second best mark among all offensive linemen, tackles, guards, centers, all.
And he also picks
since 2021.
He picks up running backs and carries them 7 yards.
He's played more snaps, 4,773, than any other player on this list.
And the funny thing is, we're all still waiting for the day he flips over to left tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, in essence, he's doing this out of position.
But you know who didn't make the list? And it sparks a bit of a conversation.
I see what you did
there. Detroit's favorite son.
Mr. Coney Island
Coney's
himself.
Coney's Island own, yeah.
Mr. Jameson Williams did not make the list. Here's my question. If you think J-Mo should be on the list, who should he replace? Do you want me to give you the back end of that list?
Yeah.
Well, David, do we have a minute of time?
Now, sure. Mike F. and Valeni. Take your time. Take him to
church. Okay, then. All right. Confidence is riding high. All right, at number 25, should J-Mo be above Kirby?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to take Kirby Joseph off the list?
I would.
Then why'd you just hand him $82 million?
I didn't.
Cooper DeJean?
No.
No.
Sam Laporta?
No.
No.
Tyler Smith?
No.
A-Shane?
No.
Brian Thomas?
Nope.
No. Okay, we're done.
Okay.
So here, there's the question. And again, from a receiver perspective, J-Mo or Brian Thomas? I'm taking Brian Thomas. Now, J-Mo or Ladd McConkey, completely different players. One's a slot machine. The other guy's a DeSean Jackson deep threat. The point is, he's not on that list.
Hmm.
Five Lions made it. So, there is your top. We can continue the conversation. Okay. If you want. There is your top 25 under 25 PFF Lions well represented, including number one overall, but no J-Mo. 97-1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.